St. Jerome, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the great Catholic writer of the 20th century came from England, and his name is Evelyn Waugh. He wrote a wonderful Catholic novel, which maybe when you're older you would read, called Brideshead Revisited. I mention him today not only because he was a Catholic, a convert to the faith, and a very great writer, but because he was an extremely nasty person. Very bad personality. He was always saying mean things to people and hurting people's feelings. And he turned the tables on his own children. Sometimes children, I'm sure you wouldn't do this, but sometimes children even say mean things about their parents when they get upset or something. But he is said to have said and have written even nasty things about his own children. He did have a rather curious family. Well, anyway, once upon a time he was at a dinner party and he said something very rude to a lady and really hurt her feelings. And she said, and this is something we should always keep in mind, she said, "And you're a Catholic. Imagine you talking like that." In other words, if you were Church of England, that would be understandable, but you're a Catholic. And he said to her, "Madam, imagine how much worse I would be if I were not a Catholic." That's something good for us to think about, isn't it? In other words, our Catholic faith, children, is meant to sort of keep us in line and gives us all of the help that we need. And we have our daily prayers, and we have the Holy Mass, and we have the sacrament of penance, and Holy Communion, and our Blessed Lady, and the saints. Lots of help, don't we? So as not to say nasty things to each other, to be patient and meek and mild, and to give a good example, even to non-Catholics. So I mention him today because Evelyn Waugh makes me think about today's saint, Jerome, who had a rather, well, if he didn't have exactly a nasty disposition, he was a bit like, someone said, he was a bit like a porcupine in a bunny hutch. That is to say, he was very prickly, and he lost his temper easily, and he would say things that were true, but in a not very nice way. And most things weren't like that, but that's how he was. He was unlike Evelyn Waugh in the sense that Evelyn Waugh was a rather ambitious man and loved all of what we call the creature comforts. Whereas St. Jerome was very penitential, and he lived in the desert, and his skin got all dark and sort of crackly, and he fasted for weeks at a time, and did terrible acts of penance, and spent all of his time studying and writing so he could give to the church a very accurate translation in Latin, because that's our language as Catholics, of the Holy Bible. Evelyn Waugh died in 1964. I should mention this too. Just at the beginning of the changes on Easter Sunday, and I think he died of a broken heart because they were changing the Mass. Oh, lucky you children are to have the true Mass. And now by means of our little broadcast on the internet, we're helping other people that don't have the true Mass to be able to spiritually assist at it as they hear you singing and to see the offering of the divine sacrifice. Saint Jerome is today's saint, and he's the patron saint of students. So as your patron saint, if any of you have a nasty disposition, you've got a good patron saint. But remember, St. Jerome also was a great student. He spent so much time reading and studying. When he was a young man, as young men did during his time, this is the 4th century, he learned Latin and he learned Greek, and he read all of the pagan authors. Then, and he was leading sort of a bad life, as people do when they're in college, committing lots and lots of sins. And then he got religion and he was converted, and he started to be very sorry for all of his sins, and he got baptized, but he continued to read and to study all of the pagan authors. And one day he had a dream that he died, and he went to see St. Peter about getting into heaven. And St. Peter said to him, "Who are you?" And he said, "Well, I'm a Christian." And he said, St. Peter said, "Oh, no, you're not. You're a follower of Cicero. You're not a follower of Christ." Cicero is a big Roman author. Of course, you would know that. From then on, after that dream, he gave up studying pagan literature, even though that's all right to do in moderation, the church says, and he just started studying the Word of God sacred scripture. He went to great lengths, children, to understand it. He contracted with a rabbi to have lessons in Hebrew. He learned the other languages, for example, Aramaic. And, of course, he already knew Greek and Latin very well. And he pondered out the meaning of each word. And he would collect little scraps of paper that might have some information on them so he could give the most accurate translation of the scriptures possible to Holy Mother Church. He did all of this, and that alone would make him a hero and a very great saint, that he sacrificed his whole life so you and I would have the Bible. Father Romola tells me that when he teaches Bible history to the younger students, that you are very enthusiastic and you're good students, and I'm very happy to hear that. Because remember, the saints say, ignorance of the Bible is ignorance of Christ. And I'm happy to hear that you're enthusiastic to learn all about the Bible history, the Old Testament. That's what we start with, and then we move on later on to the New Testament. It's very, very important. I hope you never lose your love for the Scriptures and your knowledge of all these wonderful people whom Almighty God used to get us the good word of salvation and how we're going to get to heaven. How did St. Jerome get to heaven? Well, you might say, in a sense, in spite of all of his faults and all the times that he lost his temper and said mean things that hurt other people's feelings, including saints that disagreed with him, he thinks that he got to heaven by his penance, by his hard work. They have a picture here. I don't know if you can see it, as they say on television. Our viewers at home wouldn't be able to see it in any case because we don't have a camera here on the pulpit. But you see, there's St. Jerome, and he's very thin because he's fasting all the time. And he has his hand like this. Well, inside that hand is a rock, a jagged piece of stone. And what's he doing? He's beating his breast with the rock, and each time he does so, it hurts. He's offering up penance for all the times he was mean and lost his temper. You don't necessarily have to do that, children, but you should do some penance for the times you're mean and lose your temper. Something like that. Once upon a time, I don't know what great painter painted this, but a pope saw this painting, and he said something to St. Jerome. He said, St. Jerome, if it weren't for that rock in your hand, you would never have become a saint. In other words, this was the penance that he offered up. Well, we always have to do penance for our little faults and sins. But on the good side, aside from being such a wonderful scholar and such a student of sacred scripture, the Word of God, he was very kind to women who wanted to be holy. He was their spiritual director. And he would spend a lot of time giving them guidance in the way of salvation when other priests wouldn't. And he was also very kind to a lion. Once upon a time, he came upon a lion. Do you know that story, children? He came upon a lion. And the lion had a thorn in his paw. And he wasn't able to get it out himself, and he was limping around in great pain. And St. Jerome, who was pretty fearless, he just sat the lion down, and he pulled the thorn out of the paw. So then the lion was very grateful, didn't want to go away. That's why you see in the picture there, there's a lion that's sort of leaning up against the surplice of St. Jerome. He didn't want to go away. And so St. Jerome gave him a job to do. He said, well, I have a donkey that's a little bit troublesome. Why don't you take care of the donkey? So from then on, the lion was in charge of his donkey. And they all got along very well together. And last of all, he was very kind to the poor people that were refugees. It's always refugees, children. People, when there's a war in one place, they have to be refugees someplace else. And when the refugees came from Rome all the way to the Holy Land, because the barbarians had invaded Rome, he put all of his books away, and he said, we have to stop studying the scriptures now, and we have to start applying the scriptures. In other words, to be kind and charitable. And he did his best to make sure everybody had something to eat and a place to sleep and everything like that, because, of course, that's the duty of Christian charity. Let's remember that truth, shall we? It is important for us to know the Bible. We love the sacred scriptures. But it's most of all important for us to put them into practice. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.